Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
And welcome back, everybody, to All Hang Up and Listen. As always, brought to you by Fatty Beer Company, Western New York's premier market and tap room, with over 300 beers to choose from at 7 different Western New York locations. If you ever need to get a beer, get to Fatty Beer. Let them know we sent you from Two Goalies on Mike. Please be on the lookout for more information on the Sabres watch party that we're doing at the Lancaster location for what seems to be the inevitable first Sabres playoff away game in 14 years. We're doing a watch party, shutting down Main Street in Lancaster, giant screens at each end of the screen, street vendors, food trucks, the works. It's going to be a huge party, our own version of Party in the Plaza, so to speak, for their first away game. So please make sure you keep an eye out for that. And, of course, as always, a shout-out to Extreme Discount Mattress, with Western New York's finest selection of mattresses and adjustable beds, featuring the cool gel memory foam, two-sided mattress, tele-latex, organic mattress, Chadman Wells, and, of course, Scott Living, all for one-third to a half the supposed sale prices anywhere. Stop in any of their 7 locations across West New York or check out their website, extrememattress.com. That is Extreme with an X. If you're looking for more savings, check out their new closeout center at 1625 Walden Avenue in Cheektowaga, with up to 80% off their already low prices. So you're fortunate on one-of-a-kind closeouts and floor samples. You get a quality mattress for literally pennies on the dollar. Extreme Discount Mattress. We sell mattresses for less, a lot less. And don't forget, if you mention you're a fan of Two Goalies on Mike, you get yourself a free mattress protector with any purchase of a mattress from Extreme Discount Mattress. And last but not least, Impulse Physical Therapy, Western New York. If you get hurt at work, whether it's slip and fall, you get hurt on the field, hurt on the ice, 5-star facility, 5-star staff over at Impulse Physical Therapy, Western New York, located at 5087 Broadway, Suite 100 in Depew, right next to Catalyst Fitness, right next to D&L Plaza. If you're familiar with the area, they're currently helping me get me my journey, hopefully, to get back on the ice from a pretty traumatic leg injury last year. And I can't express enough, just an incredible staff over there, 5-star, as I said before. And make sure you look them up if you need any of those things, or even sports testing. If you're looking to get your combine numbers up, they do that over there as well. All the different sports tests they do. So check them out. Again, located at 5087 Broadway, Suite 100 in Depew, New York. Hurls, I can't be too loud because it is 1:14 in the morning here. And I do have a neighbor upstairs, but the fucking Buffalo Sabres on St. Patrick's Day, still technically, because it is still St. Patrick's Day, we're right now, are tied for the lead in the Eastern Conference with the Carolina Hurricanes.
Yeah, still St. Patrick's Day on the West Coast, and we can appreciate the Sabres achieving this feat on such a glorious day, one of my favorite holidays. I think a lot of Buffalonians' favorite holidays. There's a long history of the parade and a very good Irish contingent. Even if you're not Irish, I think it's just a great holiday for people to celebrate to the beginning of spring. But I think it's pretty fitting that a team that was in last place in the Eastern Conference a little over three months later, is tied for first place in the Eastern Conference, and they accomplished that feat on St. Patrick's Day in Las Vegas, no less. The luck of the Irish, the luck of St. Patrick in Sin City, the city of luck, the city of broken dreams, whatever you want to call it. It is unbelievable. And to do it against Jack Eichel and to do it against that team that has had so much success since they've entered the league in 2017, which was 6 years, 6 or 7 seasons into the Sabres playoff drought, is really, really cool. And they earned it. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen was unbelievable. He has been largely really, really good, I guess, maybe except for that Tampa game, but he still got the saves when he needed it at the end of the game. But full credit to UPL on a remarkable performance in Las Vegas to spur this team to a victory.
I agree with every single point. And a very startling stat that they said on the post game, the Sabres post game. I think I got this right. The Sabres are 35-5-1 this season when scoring first. That, if that is correct, it's either 35-1 or 35-5-1. I think I heard him say 35. Maybe somebody in the chat can confirm that. But either or, that is fucking insane. Considering that, like, we were lucky in the past 14 years to have a team that had 30 wins on the season or 35 wins in the season, but 35-5-1 when scoring first, that is mind blowing. Tying Carolina. I mean, I know technically right now they have a game in hand, so technically they are still in first, but the tiebreaker would go to us because we have more regulation wins. We have quite a few more regulation wins than Carolina. But I mean, if Carolina loses their next game on a night where we don't play, we sit alone, not alone, but you know what I mean? You know, in terms of tiebreakers, we're ahead of them in the standings. Again, insanity to me. Agree with you on UPL. He was fantastic. I thought him and the defense, they did a good job of keeping everything in front of them. By that, I mean, don't let the defense let the play get behind them at all. I thought UPL did good with his rebounds tonight, which is a nice change of pace, like you said, compared to the Tampa Bay game. I would say that when challenged, especially in that Jack Eichel opportunity there at the end, he stood tall. But for the most part, I thought defensively they played well, and there were a lot of questions coming in tonight with Kesslering sitting again tonight. Is it a maintenance thing? Is he in Lindy's doghouse? You know, Logan Stanley and Metsä were paired together tonight. I thought Metsä, has earned that opportunity for sure with the way he's played this season. So, listen, if it works, why don't divert away from it? Like the kid has been really good for them, even in the limited amount of time they've had him playing, the ice time they've been giving him.
Yeah, for sure. His numbers have all been really good. I think he hasn't been on the ice for a goal since like early December or something. So yeah. Definitely deserves the opportunity. And I think he deserves the opportunity for more minutes on that third pair to take some of the load off these top four defensemen. Samuelson needed a maintenance day the other day. Got to have him healthy come playoff time. Got to have Dahlin healthy, who is just an absolute workhorse. I think we could easily see him playing upwards of 28 to 30 minutes a game in the playoffs. I think it's just bound to happen at this point. That's what the top defensemen in the league do, especially in overtime games, obviously. But even in a 60-minute game, I could see Dahlin playing a lot of minutes in the playoffs. And that's when it matters most, right? Like, you want your best players on the ice, especially one that affects the play as much as he does. But I feel good about the defense. They were great in front of their net. I thought Luukkonen was aggressive. He was at the top of his paint all night. He was often
everything in front of him.
Yeah, often in completely out of his crease, challenging shots. Even that glove save, I thought he was able to come out and challenge even before he made that windmill glove save. And just generally, throughout the whole game, he was quick. He was good on his edges. He was getting in front of pucks. Wasn't flailing around, wasn't deep in his net. And like you said, he controlled his rebounds really well. So he was amazing, and he's largely had a massive, massive bounce-back season this year. And I am just so unbelievably confident at the moment in the Sabres goaltending tandem through this road trip specifically, and then at the end of the regular season going into the playoffs. It's the best possible situation, and I think they're really feeding off each other, and that's a good thing for everybody.
And just how about being Colton Ellis kind of just like happy to be there? When's the last time he played? He's just like, you're the backup guy. You're just the backup. Like, he's kind of like the kid in the group project who doesn't really do much of anything. He's just happy to get the A at the end, right?
Yeah, but he was there when they needed him. And
I'm not. Yeah, it's not a knock on him. But
but at this point,
you know what I mean, though, it's it seems it's been months since we've seen him in that.
Pretty good insurance in case something happens too. So happy to have him around. He seems like a guy everybody likes. But just the other day, I think you might have had him on the show before, Jesse Granger, the Golden Knights goalie reporter and one of the goalie reporters over at The Athletic. Mm-hmm. Just earlier this week, ranked the Sabres goaltending tandem of Alex Lyon and UPL fifth in the NHL. And that was behind a few really, really good tandems. I think number one was the Islanders with Sorokin obviously taking the lion's share of those minutes. But to be fifth in the NHL from an analytics perspective, just from a vibes perspective, everything included that was in that article. Encourage everybody to check it out if they haven't already. It really, really speaks to how good they've been and how important they've been to this turnaround over the last 3.5 months.
And we talk about it on the show all the time, just how, I mean, granted, yes, like they're getting the scoring, especially 5-on-5, the power play is kind of turning it around a little bit. You know, you kind of wish you'd see more consistency there, but you know, it's hard to argue that the power play has been better. Penalty kill is doing its job every single night. I still think they have a top three penalty kill unit, right? I thought I might have seen fourth on the graphic, but I have to imagine like that kind of bounces up and down between 1, 2, 3, and 4 from a night to night basis. But, and again, the depth they have on the blue line, you have guys trying to fight every night to get back into the lineup. That's going to create good competitive spirit, you know, amongst that bottom pairing. Cause we know, unless Metsä, sometimes he slots into the top four here and there, but you know, your top four is set. So it's fun to see the competition on that third pairing, see who fights their way to get back in the lineup, depending on, you know, who's playing better on a night to night basis. And then I'm still pretty confident we're going to have Lyon be in the night game one starter, even with tonight. But again, competition breeds success. We remember what Alex Lyon said when he was on with us before the season started. He thrives under that, and I'm starting to look like UPL might too. So I couldn't be more comfortable with this current state of this team and how things are. You know, how much of a family, you know, drinking beers. I'm sure they'll be hammering some beers tonight in Vegas, right? You have to imagine after a win like that, taking first place in the East. You saw the late hit by McNabb on Benson tonight and the reaction, how they all came together. It doesn't matter who's on the ice. And for me, it's that speaks volumes. It legitimately does not matter who's on the ice. Like everybody's jumping in. And that's how playoff teams are built. That's the DNA of most playoff teams. And that's, someone tweeted out a Ted meme the other day, like, did Logan Stanley coming from the bench, the moment he sees Benson get hit, like everybody is so on board, even the new guys, with this, you know, all for one, one for all mentality.
Yeah. And it's the exact opposite of what happened last year, obviously. And I think winning cures a lot of different ills, and they've really come together in a way that is very genuine. And they aren't sticking up for each other just to say that they stuck up for each other. They are aware of what's happening on the ice, even with a situation like Brandon McNabb on Zach Benson. Noah Osland was in there immediately. Same thing happened a few games ago when Tage Thompson got tabletop by Orlov and Benson was there immediately. They have a culture of sticking up for each other and just having each other's backs. And whether that's a beer league team, a high school team, an NHL team, I think it's important in the game of hockey. And it's important in life because I think these guys actually do really, really love each other. And you could tell from that interview with Dahlin how much they've worked on their brotherhood. So you can throw out any analytic you want. You can throw out any stat, all of which support what's happened over the past few months with this team. But I think with the eye test that everybody talks about all the time, you can see that they really value each other's success and safety out there on the ice. And it's all coming together at the same time, which is the best possible equation.
Yeah. I am so impressed with the amount of people we have in the chat right now at almost 1:30 in the morning, Harold. It's almost 1:30. People got, including myself, have to be up at like 6 o'clock for work. And the amount of people we currently have in the chat is absolutely incredible. Mauricio, wherever else would you rather be than right here, right now, causing trouble in the chat? But it's fantastic. We have almost 100 people watching on YouTube, which normally I wouldn't brag about, but given the time, how early in the morning it is, I couldn't be more impressed with you guys. Sabres hockey is so fucking back. And I can't wait. I mean, I don't know who we'd play if the season ended tonight. It's probably going to be, what, Montreal or Boston at this point. I don't know. But, man, this team's special, Hurls.
It would be the Bruins. But
it would be the Bruins.
A lot can happen between now and then. 14 games, 14 or 15 games left for each team. Some 16 left for some teams. So I think a lot can change. The Senators have been coming on strong. The Blue Jackets haven't lost in regulation in 10 straight games. Even the Flyers have been pretty good as of late. They're a little bit farther out of it than the Senators and the Blue Jackets, but a lot can happen. But I think the Sabres team has proven that no matter who they play in the first round, which the team that I was most worried about was the Hurricanes, just given our history and the way that team plays and the record down in Carolina. But given the way that they've played in the past few weeks, especially out of the Olympic break, they've put themselves in a position where they won't have to go to Carolina to begin the playoffs. And I think that's something everybody can agree on they want to avoid.
I'm trying to find the tweet. It was from Jordan LaBarber, but the Sabres have, I think it's a franchise record right now. They're, I think it's 10-0-1 or yeah.
Franchise record tonight with an 11 game point streak on the road.
Yeah. Which also incredible. We mentioned it last post game that if Alex Lyon gets two more road wins in a row, that he ties the NHL record for most consecutive road wins in a row for a goaltender. I mean, this team is consistently setting some type of record, you know, franchise record every single game at this point in the season, which, again, they're far off from the Avs for, you know, the President's Trophy. I mean, I don't know if they played tonight or if we could possibly gain any ground on them. I just think it's crazy that we're even having these conversations in March. I still don't know what to do. Like, I'm like Ricky Bobby in his first race at Talladega Nights when he's being interviewed. He's like, I don't know what to do with my hands. I don't know how to talk. I don't know. It still doesn't feel real.
It does not. The Avs got pumped at home last night by the Penguins. Ooh. So they are not looking great as of late. They 6-4 in their last 10, but they've had some injury trouble. They've had some goaltending issues. I don't think anybody wants or even expects the President's Trophy. We've won the President's Trophy in the past and look what happened. I think there is a complicated history with that trophy. I think this team just wants to win as many games as possible while also staying as healthy as possible. Now that the playoffs are almost a certainty, I don't think anybody will feel comfortable until the X is next to the name. And that includes the players and the coaching staff and the front office and everybody over there. But I think us as fans will constantly be anxious until it's actually confirmed. But let's say they sweep this road trip. They're getting very, very close to that being confirmed. Yeah, not that much time left. So pretty cool to say. And I can't believe it either.
Yeah. Got a comment here from a new guy in the chat, Nick Raintree. This guy can't give UPL an ounce of credit. What? Do you want us to talk the whole show about UPL? Because I think we both just gave him quite a bit of credit. Couldn't disagree more with that comment. Hurls, my next question to you is, does a game like tonight and how kind of buttoned up defensively the Sabres had to get and how much more I don't know how I don't say the line. I don't say the offensively the lines looked disconjumbled a little bit. But how a game like tonight where you don't have Alex Tuch, I know the title of the show is No Tuch, No Problem, but at the end of the day, how does a game like tonight show you, at least Yarmo, how important Alex Tuch is to this team?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all relative. I think they changed their game a little bit. I think we've seen in games recently how vital Tuck can be, especially to the depth throughout the lineup. And I think that the conversation is still probably likely around the lines of, hey, we're probably not going to be able to give you what you can get on the open market, but you've seen what this team can do. You helped us get to the playoffs. You helped us break the drought. Maybe we can come to some sort of compromise to make a deal for something shorter term with more guaranteed money, more upfront, whatever it may be. I don't think this changes how important Alex Tuch is to this team. And I don't necessarily think that, at least right now, and he said this all season, he's not worried about that. And I actually believe that. I think he as a person, especially given his history, is most worried about this team making the playoffs. And that's the reason he didn't go anywhere at the deadline. So I don't think tonight changes that. I really don't. This team needs Alex Tuch for the rest of the season. 100%. They need them for the, he needs them for the playoffs. And I think they need him for the next few years is too, because I think that he adds something to this lineup that no one else on the roster can replicate.
No, I wholeheartedly agree with you. And I think he's just a staple in that room, man. I think Yarmo, hopefully he recognizes that, or I mean, it's hard to not recognize that. I know you're new here, but I don't think if you don't bring back Alex Tuch next season, obviously you don't have the same team on the ice, but I don't think you have the same team in the room either. I think he's very, 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 very important to the culture in that room. It can't even be remotely understated.
Yeah, but at the same time, it is a business. And if he does make a decision that he feels is best for his hockey future and his family's future, I think everybody will thank him for what he did and be understanding of it. And they will respond accordingly. And they will have a lot of free money to go out and improve the team in different ways, but not something we need to worry about right now. And I'm just happy he didn't go anywhere. And hopefully he will be back to 100% before the playoffs.
Yeah, man. I'm just so pumped for this playoff run. I can't remember. I think this might be maybe the second total time since this post game has started where I've actually stayed up to do a post game for a 10 o'clock start. And I'm pretty sure I got a lot of driving to do tomorrow. But that's how pumped I am for this hockey team. That's how special I feel this team is. A month or two ago when we were talking about the potential of playoffs, when the team, you know, really started on this run, we were talking, let's just get there. And, you know, who cares if they lose in the first round, whatever. Now, like, they are legitimately in conversations with not just us locally, with Sabres fans, amongst these podcasts, but nationally. They are considered a cup contender, Harold.
Yeah, without question. And we've talked about that 2019 St. Louis Blues team, and I think this team is arguably better than that 2019 St. Louis Blues team. I think they have just as much talent. They have the veteran presence. They have a lot of really good young up-and-coming rookies and younger players. And I think the goaltending is probably better too. Binnington was great, but he was a relative newcomer. The Lions been in the league for a long time. Lukanen is already on his second deal after a couple seasons ago earning that with the season that he had, and he's showing the consistency over the past few months here. It would be outlandish to say that the Sabres team is better than that Blues team from 2019. So no, it's not crazy to say. And I think as we see those models, I think it was at 4 or 6% in terms of cup odds on a lot of them earlier this week. If they get through this road trip with 6 or 7 out of 8 points, I think those odds will only increase because they're showing that they can go to any environment, play any type of team, and win in a variety of different ways, which is what they've shown for almost 4 months now.
And I mean, the Vegas Golden Knights, that was probably on this road trip, you know, the biggest test of the road trip, right? You have, who's it, the Sharks, they have the Kings, and who's the fourth team?
Sharks, Ducks, and the Ducks. But I will say, the Ducks technically have a better points percentage and record than the Knights. So in terms of this season. Obviously, I think emotionally, this was probably the biggest hurdle going into Vegas, going into that environment on St. Patrick's Day. Probably the most talent. But in terms of the team that's played the best all season, I would say would probably be the Ducks. The Kings have really struggled, and losing Kevin Fiala is not great for them. We saw what the Sharks are last week. They're a little bit better at home than they are on the road, so that's going to be a tough test on Tuesday night. Obviously, a lot of talent there. And the Kings, I've heard it all year long, very, very bad at home. 10-15-7 at home this season. So I think that's Saturday afternoon. I'll be in the building. There's going to be a ton of Sabres fans there and Kings fans, especially on a Saturday afternoon. I can't see them packing the place. So that's going to be a good atmosphere as well. But I think those cup odds will steadily increase. Not that it matters, because I think the only thing that matters is how the guys in the room feel. And I really do think that they're taking it game by game. But this is a cup contender, and it's one of the best five teams in the league, without a doubt.
Apparently, Tage fan 72-72. My uncle runs the rink the Kings practice at. Is that the rink you play at sometimes?
The Toyota Sports Center in El Segundo. If so, then he wears the Sabres jersey every time the Sabres play in Los Angeles. Well, I'm at that rink sometimes three times a week. So if that's the rink your uncle runs, please reach out, because I am there as often as I'm at work sometimes. I will be there tomorrow night, actually, for the first game of...
No, it is not the rink. The Valley Ice Center.
The Valley Ice Center. They don't practice at that anymore. They used to, as far as I know. But their main facility and all of their offices and everything else is in El Segundo now. But only a few rinks around the LA area. So it's actually... That is a Kings-affiliated rink as well. Either way, Sabres will be practicing... I think probably there in El Segundo on Friday, I imagine, because they play Thursday night in San Jose. Maybe I can pop on over there to check that out. But looking forward to it. Good start to the road trip. Unless you got anything else, it's late for me, and I got to get up too.
Oh, yeah. I would say, I'll just throw it back to our sponsors again real quick. Shout out again to Fatty Beer Company, Western New York's premier American tap room with over 700, sorry. With over 300 beers to choose from at 7 different Western locations. If you need a beer, get to Fatty Beer. Let them know we sent you over to Goalism Mike. Keep your ears and eyes open for more information on their giant watch party that we will be helping to host for the first Sabres away playoff game. Again, at the Lancaster location, shutting down all of Main Street. Obviously, weather and game start time permitting. We're going to shut down all of Main Street, giant screens at each end of the street, street vendors, food trucks, the works. It's going to be a blast. Also shout out again to Extreme Discount Mattress, Western New York's finest selection of mattress and adjustable beds. They have 7 different Western New York locations. You can find them at their website, extrememattress.com. That is extreme with an X. They also have a new closeout center at 1625 Walden Avenue in Cheektowaga, and you get a free mattress protector with any purchase of a mattress. So make sure you check them out when you let them know that you're a fan of Two Goalies with Mike. You get yourself a free mattress protector. And then, of course, Impulse Physical Therapy of Western New York. Hey, Buffalo, it's time to ditch the physical therapy clinics that treat you like you are just another number and step into the world where you are at the center of your care. Impulse is owned by Buffalo's only board-certified sports physical therapist. We use one-on-one science-backed technology like 3D motion analysts and force plates to help you exceed your goals and become the healthiest, strongest version of yourself. So come experience the Impulse difference today and mention this for a discount, $77 assessment visit. They are located at 5087 Broadway, Suite 100, Depew, New York. Again, let them know we sent you over Two Goalies with Mike for a $77 assessment. Hurls, your final thoughts.
Smiling through it all. Can't believe this is my life, just like the meme. But it's shouldn't be surprising anymore given they're 31-6-2 in their last 39 games. I was surprised they were a slight I guess I'm not, given that it was in Vegas, but they were a slight underdog going into this game. And I don't necessarily think they pay attention to those things, but given the run that they're on, I don't think they're going to be underdogs in too many more games to finish out the season. And that's really saying something given where they were. And yeah, really speaks to where they started and where they've come and everything coming together at the right time. It's going to be a tough rest of the road trip. And this feeling right now, it could be extremely fleeting and things can get real super quick. So I think the important thing for the team is to take it one game at a time and know what matters in each specific situation, which obviously they've done a good job of doing recently. So really good game. Shout out UPL for star of the night. The team, Josh Doan was incredible getting the goal, the game-winning goal. That mattered the most. Goal. All night, though. Lifted sticks, was all around the puck. He's really come on in the past 2 weeks after being a little quiet for a little bit. But everybody played a part, just as they have for a long time now. And we keep it rolling on Thursday night in the Bay.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And if you've enjoyed this podcast, if you're audio only, you can find us on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your audio only podcast. Just search Two Goalies with Mike. If you're watching along on Twitter, you can find myself at DuaneS39, DuaneS39. Find my co-host Connor Hurley at CHurls13. Find the podcast itself at Two Goalies One Mike. We're on Facebook as well. And of course, I see most of you are watching on YouTube. Please, right now, make sure you hammer that like button. Smash it hard till you break your screen. Make sure you're subscribed. Hit the bell icon. It means the world to us. Is the next game? It will be Thursday night. Yep. Okay. So we will talk to you guys maybe Thursday night, another 10 o'clock start, but the next two after that are 4 o'clock starts. So we will talk to you again this week. And as always, go Sabres. See you later.